this visit speaks to the Ankara Declaration, which called for normalization of the diplomatic relationship between the two. I think that triggered a visit by a Somali delegation sometime early January to Addis, and then that was repaid. Also, equal visit was made by Ethiopian Defense Minister and Deputy Foreign Minister to Mogadishu. This is the second round where Hassan Sheikh Mohamud visited on a special invitation by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, and there is a talk that Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed will be coming to Mogadishu. So this is dialing down the temperature and normalizing the diplomatic relationship in the two countries.
So when we spoke briefly before, you indicated that the current trio of Hassan Sheikh is not about sea access, but to talk about the African Union forces?
Yes, the subject matter of this visit will cover the talks around the normalization of the diplomacy of the two, and also Ethiopia's participation as a new restructured the awesome peacekeeping mission, which initially Somalia excluded Ethiopia. But after the Ankara, when the relationship became normal, Somalia agreed to include Ethiopia, especially since Burundi left the mission. And they talked about the numbers, which do not exceed 3,000 Ethiopian troops, and where they will be stationed. Somalia does not want Ethiopian forces to be stationed where they used to be, which is Jubaland, because there is a notion and understanding by Somalis that Ethiopia has interfered in the political arena of Somalia and work it beyond its mandates than Jubaland in Gedo area, which is a troublesome part of Somalia's country.
So talk to us about the visit of the Somali foreign minister to Cairo. What is happening there?
So as you recall, James, there was a strategic alliance between Eritrea, Egypt, and Somalia, mainly on ensuring that although each one has its own interest, the big picture was protecting Somali territorial integrity at the time when Ethiopia was really a sort of a threat to Somalia. So that strategic alliance has not changed. The talks in Cairo this week between the trio is to ensure that although Somalia is normalizing its relationship with Ethiopia, it at the same time stands by Egypt and Eritrea on that strategic alliance, which, as they put, is not really creating the enemy out of Ethiopia, but helping Somalia to maintain its peace and security in the face of serious threats. But also, the elephant of the house is these two countries and others did not want Ethiopia to annex or at least to go by the MOU that Ethiopia signed with the breakaway state of Somaliland last year, January 1, 2024. So, yeah, the background of this strategic alliance was to protect Somalia, but at the same time, we understand that the so-called Red Sea countries or bordering countries of the Red Sea, including Egypt, Eritrea, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, do not want Ethiopia to have any military naval bases in that ocean, in those waters. And I think Somalia also, by far, agrees with this team. Somalia does not want Ethiopia to have naval bases in its seas, but it's open for commercial dealing.